Chapter 7. The Attack on David. Female chimpanzees are ready to mate for a few days every month, but they cannot mate for 2 or 3 years if they are already looking after a baby. The males in the group always know when a female is ready to mate, and they usually get very stressed. Male chimpanzees want to mate with as many females as possible. The males need to have a lot of children because they want their family to continue after they are dead. Most male chimpanzees want to be an alpha male because an alpha male can mate with all the females in his group. An alpha male will also try to stop the other males from mating with the females. This explains the fighting between males at these times. If a female is ready to mate, she has about a week to mate with as many males as she can. It is clever to mate with a lot of males, because then any male might be the father of her baby. Male chimpanzees sometimes kill the children of other males, but if they might be the father, then the child is safe. It is best for the baby if the father is a secret. If they want to mate, the male and the female usually go away from the group for a time and then come back after mating. It is also possible for a female to leave the community and mate with a male or males from another group. But this is dangerous for her. If the males in her group discover that she has left the group, they will not let her come back. Their territory is a long way from other chimpanzees, so the females in David's group do not often mate with males from other groups. They do not need to go outside the group because there are more males than females in their own group. In the dry season, something strange happened. There were only 7 females in the group, but 3 of them were suddenly ready to mate at the same time. The tension went up higher, and the males in the group were very excited. All 12 of the males wanted to mate. David needed to mate with all 3 females, and he wanted to stop his enemies mating with any of them. This was a dangerous time for David because his 2 enemies, Luther and Jumpkin, were a bigger threat than before. Sometimes groups kill alpha males, so David and his friend KL were watching their 2 enemies closely. Luther and Jumpkin were making friends with some of the other males, and they were getting ready to attack. The threat to David was strong. An alpha male's job is to keep the group calm, but it was not easy. Rosie Thomas and the cameramen understood the chimpanzees well now. An angry chimpanzee is a very strong and dangerous animal, and Luther and Jumpkin were both very angry. Rosie and the cameramen could feel the tension in the group, and they could see the strong males getting more and more stressed. The males were all ready and waiting for a fight. In the middle of one night, some of the younger males attacked David. They hit him and kicked him, and they bit him again and again with their strong teeth. After the attack, they ran off and left him lying in the dust. They hurt him very badly. Maybe he was dying. Rosie and the cameramen found David the next morning. He was lying on the ground and could not really move. He lost a finger from one of his hands, and he had a long cut on his leg. There were bites on his back and arms from his enemy's teeth. "We found David alone," said Rosie. "He was dying, we thought, but there was nothing we could do. If he moved, he moved quietly. He did not want the males in the group to find him again." Later in the day, something wonderful happened. The females in the group remembered that David was their alpha male, and they came to visit him. They licked and cleaned his cuts and bites, and they tried to make him comfortable. But they could not stay long. They had to leave because they needed to find water for their children. The other males in the group were thinking about their new hierarchy and the next alpha male after David. The tension was high. David could not follow the group. He was too ill to walk, and the other males were ready to attack him again and kill him. He stayed in the dust on the ground, alone. The cameraman, Mark McEwen, watched and filmed David for days. He was watching an old friend at a very bad time of his life. "David's time as the alpha male is finishing," Mark thought. "I didn't know if he was dying or not," he said. "But he was very ill. The group left, and he was alone, and I sat with him quietly for a few days. It was strange, because before the attack, he was a strong animal, but now he was not." A female with a baby cannot mate.